Well, Wes, what is this Jets secondary size up without Darrell Revis in it? Still very competitive?
Still very competitive. You know, they have still a lot of great players, a lot of guys that get around to the football and do a good job covering. And obviously, you know, Revis is a big loss, but, you know, guys have stepped up and done a good job for him.
Wes, how are you feeling after that big hit last week?
I feel fine. Just, you know, excited about this week. It's a big game and look forward to it.
One of the bigger shots you've ever taken?
It's probably up there. But I've taken some pretty big ones.
That's just a part of your game, too? I mean, it's obviously something you're used to. You kind of live life over the middle.
Yeah. I mean, it's just part of football and, you know, kind of just what happens out there.
Wes, as a receiver, what kind of challenges are there for facing the game plan defense when you might not know exactly what you're going to face?
Well, there's adjustments throughout the game and understanding how they're going to play us and making adjustments and you know, trying to do the best we can with them.
How quickly do you get a feel for how they're kind of trying to match up with you? Is it the first series, first quarter, first half, or is it sort of changing throughout the 60 minutes?
You know, I think you get a good idea after the first drive and able to talk about it, but things change as the game goes on, too, so you just got to adjust with that as well.
Are the Jets the type of secondary, Wes, that they will switch off whoever is covering you in the slot frequently during the game?
You know, I mean, that's a possibility, but I don't really see that happening. I think where it's going to be is what it's going to be, but, you know, you never know.
Wes, in a rivalry week, there's usually some rhetoric associated with it, but it seems like this year, this game, it's kind of been kind of tamped down a little bit. Is that born out of some mutual respect you guys have developed over the years?
Probably so. I mean, you know, both teams have had success in this division, and you know, it's a New York and Boston type rivalry, and you know, but I think everybody has a good mutual respect for each other and just want to go out there and play a good game.
When you hear, you know, the struggles in the red zone and everybody talking about, you know, the Patriots trying to finish, Tom has obviously alluded to it. What is, in your mind as a receiver, the key to executing in the red zone?
You know, being patient and ultimately getting open and making the play. And, you know, it's kind of your mentality down there of doing your job and your assignment and technique and then just making the play in the end.
Wes, so you've seen your fair share of Darrell Revis in the past. Don't have to worry about that this year. Any relief with that?
Of course. I mean, he's a great player. But they got guys that are stepping up and doing a great job for him. And you got to make sure you're on top of everything and running good routes and doing what you need to do to get open.
As far as stats go, you're on a pretty good run individually, four straight 100-yard games. Do you feel like you've hit a rhythm that you like to hit at this point in the season?
You know, it's been good, you know, the past few weeks, but, you know, you're only as good as your next game, and just got to go out there and keep playing well and trying to help the team win.
Wes, with all teams in this division deadlocked at 3-3, a game like this, does it become even more important because it can create some separation for you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a huge game this week and one that we need to have and go out there and play well and you know, finish.
Wes, it seems like one that they've done with Revis out is sort of move Cromartie towards the opposing team's top receiver. If they put Cromartie on you, how much experience have you had with him in the past one-on-one, and what does he sort of present as a challenge? The upside is the obvious of being a long guy with big physical
right. Right. You know, I very rarely have we matched up in the past, maybe a few plays here and there, but for the most part, I think we're different type players. You know, he's a bigger guy, longer guy, faster guy. You know, he does a good job, good ball skills and all those different things. And you know, you got to just run good routes and get open and try and make plays.
Wes, do you pride yourself on the ability to take those big hits and kind of keep on coming, or is that just something you would hope to, you know, avoid?
Oh, yeah. I mean, of course you'd like to avoid them. You know, you never like to take those type of hits, but, it's, you know, it's part of what you sign up for when you take on the job.
If Tebow plays running back, can you find yourself sneaking up, looking at the Jumbotron on maybe a couple of runs or maybe one run when he's actually playing running back?
I mean, I check out the Jumbotron quite a bit throughout the game when we're done doing our adjustments and looking at everything. So if he's back there, I guess there's a possibility.
Wes, you've been through a few of these games. What has changed about the rivalry over the years, and what stayed exactly the same?
What has changed? I don't know. I guess it's just a different game. I don't know. It's
not as much smack.
Yeah, I guess that. But I don't know. Couldn't really tell you. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.